我们这个世俗的缠绕，无论我们在过去的一年中有好多事情，有好多的话语，我们有做错有走错的，主啊，感谢你的恩典，你没有因为我们的软弱，因为我们的罪过来离开我们，丢弃我们。主啊，感谢你在新的日子来到，主啊，我们愿意来到你的面前，承认我们的亏欠，承认我们的罪过，求主耶稣基督你十字架的宝血遮盖我们一切的罪过，叫我们今天早上能够用一个清洁的心到主的面前来，献上我们的感谢，献上我们的赞美。亲爱的恩主，我们感谢你，今天这些动乱的世界到处有天灾人祸，每一天有多少人死亡在罪恶中，主啊，你给我们这么多的恩典，给我们在这边住的平安，住的快乐，能够有机会在你的圣殿来崇拜你。亲爱的主，这是你的恩典，求主叫我们不忘记你的恩典，叫我们常常会仰望你，将自己放在你的恩手中，叫我们在今年新的日子当中，我们能够走一条新的道路，也能够过新的日子。主啊，求你赐给我们有新的力量，叫我们能够胜过这个世界的引诱，世界所有的罪过都能够远离我们，叫我们诚心实意来敬拜侍奉你。主啊，我们来到你的面前，我们只有承认我们是个罪人，求主你的宝血来遮盖我们，求主赐福今天的早上的聚会，有你的仆人为你传扬信息，主啊，你的圣灵充满他，当讲的话主啊，你放在这口中，叫他今天所讲的不是自己的话，是神你要他讲的，求主赐给我们有个受教的心，叫我们安心谦卑在你的面前，能够听到你的话语，做我们脚前的明灯，路上的光。主啊，我们将今天的聚会放在你的恩手中，求主与我们同在，与你的仆人同在，也与众儿女同在。我们当中弟兄姊妹身体软弱的，主啊，求你医治，求你刚强。我们还有家里的人又有事相信你的，主啊，你还赐给我们有机会为你传扬福音。主啊，我们不能够自私，我们自己蒙恩得救，我们会忘记我们家人。主啊，求你听我们弟兄姊妹的祷告，为家里的人，为父母，为弟兄姊妹，为亲戚朋友，让他们在这个末世的日子早日能够决心来归向你，接受你的救恩。主啊，你的恩典今天与我们同在，主耶稣，求你的宝血遮盖这个会所，叫我们到你的面前来能够真正蒙你的喜悦。我们这样重新交托仰望，是奉救主耶稣的圣名，阿们。
Please be seated。
接下来起应啊，我们起应的经文是在诗歌本的第二十二篇，诗歌本第二十二篇起应的部分是在732页。
We'll worship in responsive reading. This is in your hymn book, at the back of the hymn book, number 22.
我们请读那前面来翻译。
请大家翻开教会诗歌本732页。
Please turn to your hymn book, page 732.
我来读细体字，请大家读粗体字。
I'll read the regular font. Please respond with the bold font.
最后一节我们一起来读。
The last one, let's read together.
我向耶和华我的神祈祷，认罪，说：主啊，大而可畏的神，向爱主、守主诫命的人，守约施慈爱。
我们犯罪作孽，行恶叛逆，偏离你的诫命典章。
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。
我小子们啊，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。
若有人犯罪，在父那里我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。
他
为我
们
的
罪
做
了
挽回祭，
不是
单
为
我们
的
罪，
也
是
为
普
天
下
人
的
罪。
感谢神的话。
Thank for the Lord's words.
接下来是奉献的时间。
Now it's worship and offering.
奉献是我们对神感恩的一个回应。
Our offering is our response of thanksgiving to God.
假如你还没受洗成为基督徒，不晓得奉献的意义的话
，If you are not Christian yet or haven't received baptism and don't know the meaning of offering.
奉献在传到你面前的时候，请你就恭敬把传给下一位。
Please just pass on the offering bags.
我们奉献的时候，我们要唱诗歌350首。
We are singing the hymn notes 350。
请你一行。
Have thy own way. In prayer. Let's bow our head and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you. We thank you for your abundant providence. You not only give us our daily needs, but you also give us food for our spirit. Thank the Lord. today we can use a small part of the money we get from you and dedicate into your presence. We ask you to cleanse it. We ask you to enjoy it, to be used in your ministry. Please listen to our humble prayers in Jesus Christ's holy name. We'll have worship in scripture reading. We'll read Psalm 51.
诗篇51篇.
Psalm 51.
神啊，求你按你的慈爱临续我，按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过患。求你将我的罪孽洗除净尽，解除我的罪。第三节，因为我知道我的过患，我的罪藏在我面前。我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为轻正。我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。你所喜爱的是内里诚实，你在我隐秘处必使我得智慧。第七节，求你用永息草洁净我，我就干净。求你洗涤我，我就比血更白。求你使我得听欢喜快乐的声音。 使你手压伤的骨头可以踌跃。第九节，求你掩面不看我的罪，涂抹我一切的罪孽。神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面正有重新有正直的灵。不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵。求你使我仍得救恩之乐。 自我乐意的灵扶持我。第十三节，我就把你的道路指教有过患的人，罪人必归顺你。神啊，你是拯救我的神，求你救我脱离流人血的罪，我的舌头就高声歌唱你的公义。主啊，求你使我嘴唇张开，我的口便传扬赞美你的话。 你本不喜爱祭物，若喜爱，我就献上欢祭，你也不喜悦。神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵。神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。第十八节，求你随你的美意善待锡安，建造耶路撒冷的城墙。那时你必喜爱公义的祭和欢祭。 并全心的欢祭，那时人必将公牛献在你坛上。我们读经读到这里。That'll
be our scripture reading.
我们今天的信息是痛悔的心。
Today our message is a contrite heart.
我们 今天的 speaker 是 圣经年教授，是我们弟兄， 我们的长老。
And our speaker today is Brother Chan, our professor and our board directors.
我们把时间交给孙弟兄。
Time to Brother Chan.
Happy New Year.
新年好。
It's so good, you know, to have Pastor Wong and Pastor Shu with us this morning. And it's so good that he can pray for us during this New Year week.
今天早上王牧师在我们中间实在是很好，他可以带领我们一起来祷告。
Can we begin with a word of prayer?
让我们一起来祷告。
We thank you, dear Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Even though we are sinners,
虽然我们是罪人，
you consider us worthy.
但你当我们是尊贵的，
worthy to worship you.
我们是这样的宝贵， 所以我们可以来敬拜你。
Not because what we have done,
并不是因为我们自己所做的，
but because what your Son has done for us.
而是你儿子， 耶稣基督为我们所做的。
And as we read Psalm 51 today, may you refresh our spirit and mind.
当我们今天念诗篇51篇的时候， 求你来 重新的,
In Jesus' name, Amen.
到耶稣的名。
Now you all saw on television, right, that millions of Chinese people could not go home for the New Year because of the snowstorm.
大家可能在电视上看到，今年因为大雪，所以很多人在国内不能够回家。
I mean, from this we can see that you know people have a heart to celebrate, and they also have a heart to go home.
我们可以看到呢，在这个时间里面，人都有一个庆祝的心，一个想回家的心。
But the snowstorm was in the way.
但是那个雪暴呢，却是挡在其中。
I think you could learn something from that spiritually.
我们可以在这边学到一些属灵的功课。
And that is, human heart has a heart to rejoice, and we also have a heart to be home with our heavenly Father.
人心是喜欢能够欢喜快乐，并且我们的心希望能够回到天父那里。
But the darkness is in the way.
但那黑暗的权势却挡在其间。
And that darkness is sin.
那个黑暗的权势就是罪。
Now today we are going to talk about Psalm 51.
今天我们要来看诗篇第51篇。
Now, so let me tell you the background of this psalm.
我先告诉一下大家这个诗篇的背景。
Now, King David was a very successful king.
大卫王是一个很成功的王。
And one day he was on top of his palace.
有一天呢，他在他的居住的宫殿的顶上。
And on top of the palace, he saw a beautiful woman bathing.
在那边他看到一个牧人妇人沐浴。
Then he sent a man to find out who she was.
于是他差遣人去要知道那个女人是谁。
She turned out to be the wife of Uriah, a soldier.
他发现她是他一个手下兵士乌利亚的妻子。
So David brought Bathsheba into the palace and had sexual relationship with her.
大卫就差人去把妇人接来与她同房。
And afterwards she became pregnant.
后来这妇人怀了孕。
And when David learned that she was pregnant, he decided to cover up his sin.
当大卫知道拔示巴怀孕以后，他决定要把这个罪遮掩起来。
He sent Uriah back from the battle to home.
他将乌利亚从战场上召回来。
He hoped that Uriah would have sexual union with his wife so that he would think that the baby would be his rather than David.
他希望乌利亚能够与他妻子同房，于是他就让乌利亚自己以为那孩子是他的，而不是大卫王的。
But when Uriah came home, he never had union with his wife.
但乌利亚回来以后，却没有与他妻子同房。
And so David could not cover up this sin.
所以大卫没有办法来遮掩这样的过犯。
So he decided to send Uriah back, but this time to the front line.
所以他要把乌利亚送回最前线。
And sure enough, he was killed.
然后要确定告诉他的兵让乌利亚被杀。
And after he was killed, he took Bathsheba to become his wife.
当乌利亚被杀了以后，他就把拔示巴接来接进宫里做他的太太。
And the baby later was born, but tragically the baby died after only 1 week.
后来这个孩子生下来了，但在一个礼拜里面就死了。
And after that, the prophet Nathan came to talk with David.
后来就有个先知拿单来跟大卫讲论。
And he told him a story.
他告诉他一个故事。
He said that once there was a rich man.
他说从前有一个富户。
He had many sheep.
他有许多的牛群羊群。
And then one day a guest came to visit him.
有一天有一个客人来到这富户的家里。
So he wanted to slaughter a lamb to feed his guest.
所以这个富户呢想要杀一只羊来款待客人。
But instead of using his own sheep, he took the sheep.Of a poor man who has only one sheep.
但他却没有从自己的羊群中取一只羊，而他从那个穷人，那个穷人只有一只羊，拿了那个穷人的羊。
And then when David heard the story, he became very angry.
大卫听了就甚恼怒。
In fact, he was so angry that he said, "Boy, this man should be punished."
他就说，他甚恼怒，于是向耶和华起誓说，行这事的人该死。
But then Nathan pointed his finger at David and said.You are that man.
但拿单却指着向大卫说：“你就是那人。”
You know, it was surprising. You know, David was a man of justice.
这边看起来很惊讶，因为大卫看起来是个公义的人。
Now we know because he became angry when he heard the injustice that rich man had done to that poor man.
因为当他听到这个富户跟穷人的不公义的事情的时候，他变得这么样的恼怒。
But yet he was oblivious to his own sin.
但他却看不见自己的过犯。
But David was humble.
但大卫是很谦卑，
he acknowledged his sin，
他承认了自己的罪。
And later on, he wrote the Psalm 51.
于是他就写下诗篇五十一篇。
And so in the first verse, he said, "Have mercy on me, God."
在第一节，他这边说，神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜恤我。
According to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgression.
按你丰盛的慈悲，涂抹我的过犯。
So you can see that David is genuinely repenting.
我们可以看出来大卫那真心的悔改。
He did not use his good word or good deed as a plea.
他并不是用讨好的话，或是他过去一个好行为来向神呼求。
I mean, after all, Uriah has died. What can he do?
实在来说，乌利亚已经死了，他还能做什么呢？
No good works that David had done would offset the sin that he had committed.
没有任何一件好事大卫现在能够做，能够涂抹他对乌利亚所做的所犯的罪。
The only thing that could compensate for the sin would be the blood of Jesus.
唯一能够来补偿这样的罪的是耶稣基督的血。
And if Christianity all they talk about is a good work, then our religion would be no different than any other religion.
如果基督徒只不过讲好行为，那我们也不过像任何其他宗教一样，没有任何区别。
It is only Christianity that addresses sin in a serious manner.
只有基督教在罪的问题上面最认真。
Let's go to verse 3.
那我们来看第三节。
And then David continued and said that, "For I know my transgression, and my sin is always before me."
大卫继续说，因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪常在我面前。
Now guilt causes us to be restless.
罪让我们这个人焦躁不安。
Now even if a criminal who stole some money and then escaped to another country and know that he'll never be caught.And he used that money to enjoy himself and travel all over the world. He might be smiling and laughing on the outside, but in his heart, he can never enjoy his vacation.
一个罪人如果他偷了很多的钱，也就是他永远不会被抓。他用这些钱来尽情的享乐，在各地来享乐，但他没有办法来享受他这个假期。
Because his sin is always before him.
因为他的罪常在他的面前。
When I was a teenager, I remember I became very angry and I threw a ball at my sister's face.
在我十几岁的时候，我记得我曾经把一个球丢在我的姐姐的脸上。
And a lot of blood came out from her nose.
她的鼻子流了很多的血。
That was over 30 years ago.
这是三十多年前的事情。
She probably had forgotten about it already.
也许她已经忘记了。
But for me, every time when I think about it, I still feel very awful.
在每一次我自己想到的时候，我都觉得很痛苦。
Yeah, you know, we cannot be at peace with ourselves until we make peace with God.
我们没有办法在我们跟神和好之前，我们没有办法与自己和好。
Okay, then verse 4, David said that against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you're right in your verdict and justified when you judge.
在第四节说，我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。
You see, sin is a violation of the spiritual law set by God.
罪乃是犯了神在属灵上所下的定律。
And when we have done wrong to a person, we have also sinned against God.
当我们得罪人的时候，也同时得罪了神。
Now, while people can forgive us for the wrongdoing that we have done to them in the natural, only God can forgive our sins in the supernatural.
虽然人在他的本性里面可以来原谅我们对他的得罪，但只有在超自然里面，只有神能够来赦免我们的罪。
That's why we need forgiveness of man on earth, but we must also have forgiveness from God in heaven.
所以我们不在这世上不只需要得到人的赦免，而是在天上需要得到神的赦免。
And in verse 5, David continues, "Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful."From the time my mother conceived me.
在第五节，大卫继续说：“我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。”
Yeah, we are born with a sinful nature.
我们是在罪孽里生的。
I know that many little children, you know, nobody ever taught them about jealousy, but when another child is born, they become very jealous because the mother gave all the attention to the smaller baby.
在很多小孩我们看见非常天真可爱，也没有人教他任何坏事情，但当另外的小孩出生以后，他就变得非常的嫉妒，因为妈妈好像把他就分享了一些他的事情。
In verse 6, David said that, yet you desire faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place.
第六节，你所喜爱的是内里诚实，你在我隐秘处必使我得智慧。
That wisdom is our conscience.
那个智慧就是我们的良心。
That's why even some people who never had any education, they know what is right and what is wrong.
就算人从来没有受过教育，在他们的心里，他也知道什么是对，什么是错。
Because right and wrong is already written by God in our heart the day we were born.
因为这是非之心已经写在我们的心里面。
And so that's why that, you know, whenever people cut other people in the line, they all know, hey, this is not right.
当有人插队的时候，有人插队的时候，他总是知道说这不是一个正确的行为。
You cannot prove it is wrong, but you know in your heart it is wrong.
你不能证实这件事做了错的事情，但你知道那是错的事情。
Because this is the wisdom that God has gave us in that secret place even before we were born.
因为就是神在我们隐秘处所给我们的智慧与良心。
Okay, and then David said, "Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean." Wash me and I will be whiter than snow.
第七节，求你用牛膝草洁净我，我就干净；求你洗涤我，我就比雪更白。
Now, some people might think that, well, we are not like David. You know, we never done anything as serious as David since were.
也许我们这边很多人想说，我才不像大卫呢，我没有像大卫那做那些这么可怕的罪。
But actually, I think our sins are more similar to David than we think.
但可能你的罪与大卫有非常多的相似之处。
Now, you know, David looked at Bathsheba on top of his tower. But nowadays, we can do the same thing in the computer through the internet, or go to Hollywood Video to rent out an R-rated DVD, or even a PG-13 movie.
大卫在宫顶上看到的富人沐浴，我们今天是能够在网上面，或者在录影带里面。甚至在是 R 级或是 PG-13 的电影里面都可以看到这样的情景。
Now, although we never actually send anyone to the front line, but many of us might hate someone so much that we might wish something bad happened to them, or at least we might be glad if something bad happened to them.
我们也许从来没有陷人于死地，但我们也许恨人到一个地步，我们希望有坏的事情在他身上发生，至少是坏事情发生在他身上的时候，我们心里觉得很高兴。
I must confess that I, you know, I have that kind of thought myself.
我必须承认说，我常常有这样的思念。
But once I catch myself having that thought, I stop and I ask God to forgive me.
当我一想到那个这样子的事情的时候，我就停在那里求神来赦免我。
You know, when I back in many years ago, I used to buy a men's magazine from the store.
在很久以前，我曾经买过一些成人杂志。
And you know, in those days, it's very inconvenient because when I go to the men's store, you have to look left and right and make sure nobody you know is around.
当我去那些成人杂志店的时候，我必须要左看看右看看，确定没有认得我的人在那边。
But nowadays, it's very convenient. All you have to do is just close the door and click the mouse.
但现在方便多了，因为我只要把门关起来，按下我的滑鼠就可以了。
But the Holy Spirit has helped me never to do that, never click the mouse for that purpose.
但圣灵却帮助我，让我从来不按下那样滑鼠的键。
When I was in college, I used to be a treasurer for a student club.
我念大学的时候，我为一个学生的团体来管钱。
I had control over the money and the book.
我那时候有权利来管这些钱跟书。
So I helped myself to the spare change.
所以我常常拿一些零钱来花用。
Because I thought to myself, hey, treasurer is hard work, and I don't get paid.
我说管钱是一个很费时间的事情，我却没有他们却没有付我薪水。
So I justified my action.
所以我就自己判断我自己是对的。
I think it was about $70 or so, but still, you know, that was the wrong thing for me to do.
虽然那是很少的钱，但我仍然知道那是一件错的事情。
And nowadays I have 3 children.
现在我有3个小孩。
And sometimes it's very frustrating.
很多时候我变得非常沮丧。
And when they don't do the things I tell them to do,
他们很多时候不听话的时候。
Or do the things that I told them not to do,
或是他们做了一些实在是违背我话的时候。
Sometimes I get so angry that I curse.
很多时候我是如此的生气，我就咒诅他们。
But after I calm down,
当我安静下来以后
I would ask them to forgive me.
我就向我的儿女来、请他们来原谅我
Because it's not a good role model.
因为这不是个好的模范
And it's a sin against God.
也是得罪了神
And I ask God to forgive me too.
我也向求神来赦免我
You know, David doesn't know about Jesus' blood yet because Jesus wasn't born at that time.
大卫虽然不知道耶稣的血因为耶稣在那个时候还没有降生
But in those days,The Jewish people used a plant called hyssop to paint the lamb's blood on the doorpost when they celebrate the Passover.
在那个时候，当时犹太人用牛膝草来画他们的门楣，在过他们逾越节的时候。
So to David, hyssop would be just like the blood of Jesus or blood of the lamb.
对大卫来说，那牛膝草就好像是那耶稣的宝血，是那羔羊的血。
And therefore, we need to ask God.To forgive us by the power of His Son's blood, and to help us to change by the power of His Spirit.
所以我们在念章该像大卫一样，要求神用他的血来洁净我们。
And one thing we can do is just like people use the antivirus software to clean the computer.
有些我们可以做的事情就好像我们在电脑上面所用的一些防毒的软体。
So in the same way, we should search our heart.And ask the Holy Spirit to identify with where the sin is, and help us to clean it.
所以我们也当审查我们的内心，求神来清洁我们心里面那些不干净的地方。
And we should do it often, just like people do that every day for their computer.
我们应该每天做，就好像那些防毒的软体，每天来清洗我们的电脑。
Because if you don't clean it, then it's going to stay in your system for a longer time, and will cause even more problems.
因为你不把清理干净的话，它会在你的系统里面继续待着，然后会造成更多的问题。
Now let's go to just jump to the next slide. Next slide, yeah. So we're gonna skip and then go to Matthew chapter 15.
我们来看马太福音第十五章。
And this is what Jesus said about cleanliness.
这是耶稣所说的洁净。
He said that, "Don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach?" And then out of the body, but the things that come of the mouth come from the heart, and these make a man unclean. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what makes a man unclean.
马太福音十五章十七节，岂不知凡入口的是运到肚子里，又落在茅厕里吗？唯独出口的是从心里发出来的，这才污秽人。因为从心里发出来的有恶念、凶杀、奸淫、苟合、偷盗、妄证、放毒，这都是污秽人的。
Many years ago, there was a 10-year-old boy who always washed his hands.
在很久以前，有一个十岁的男孩，他每一次他都常常洗手。
And but he doesn't wash his face or wash his neck. He just washes his hand.
他并不洗脸，不洗脖子，他只是洗手。
So the older brother asked him, "Hey, why do you always wash your hands?"
于是他哥哥就问他说，你为什么这么常洗手呢？
So he said, "Well, you know, I learned that in the Bible, in Job chapter 17, it actually said this. It says that those with clean hands will grow stronger."
他说，这小男孩说，因为我在约伯记十七章九节里面学到说，守节的人要力上加力。
Of course, you know, the word clean hand in the Bible means clean spirit or clean heart.
当然在圣经里所说的守节的人其实是心里跟灵里面洁净的人。
Now, but actually, that little boy wasn't totally wrong.
但这个小男孩其实并没有错到哪里去。
Because according to the Center of Disease Control, many infections can be prevented by hand washing.
因为根据疾病管制中心，他们建议说很多的疾病可以从洗手来防治。
It is estimated that 80% of the germs are transmitted by touch.
在我们估计说大概有80% 这些细菌的传染是经过手的接触。
Now this is surprising to me because I thought the majority of the germs are transmitted by air.
这个对我来说是很惊讶的事情，因为我以为这些细菌都是通过空气传染的。
Like when someone coughing near you.
好像别人在你旁边咳嗽。
But no, by hand.
但是其实是大部分是用手接触传染的。
So for example, the person touched the public keyboard, public doorknob, and afterward uses his hand to rub his nose, rub his eyes. You can get it that way.
这个好像说有一个公共场合的键盘或是门把，你碰了那以后，再回来摸你自己的口鼻，你就被传染了。
Now I have this habit.Of washing my hands after I come home, ever since I was about 20 or so years old.
在我二十几岁以后，我每次从外面回来，进家里第一件事情一定是洗手。
Now, before I actually become, before Sarah and I are dating,
在我跟 Sarah 在约会之前，
we met each other in a friend's house.
我们在一个朋友家里面第一次见面。
And I arrived at the friend's house first.
我先到那个朋友的家里。
And then Sarah later came.
然后小平在后面来了。
So we greeted each other. And then I saw her walk towards the sink and wash her hands.
我们寒暄之后，我看见小平走去洗她的手。
And I thought to myself, boy, this is rare.
我就想说，哇，这真是稀奇啊。
This girl is for me.
这全为我所预备的。
Then later I found out that she actually started washing her hands even before I did.
后来我发现她其实比我还早养成这洗手的习惯。
Because her grandma told her to wash her hand every time you come back home.
因为她的祖母告诉她说，她从外面回来一定要记得洗手。
Now nowadays, many health experts recommend that we cleanse our liver and cleanse our colon from time to time to keep our body strong.
现在有一些医生告诉我们要常常洗我们的肝，洗我们的肾。
So a clean hand.Clean liver, clean colon, all that would make our body strong.
所以我们如果手洁净了，肝也洁净了，我们就可以变得很强壮。
But a clean heart would make our spirit strong.
但我们的心若洁净了，让我们的灵就能够更强壮。
And a clean heart is the key to holiness.
一个清洁的心是那成圣的道路。
Okay. Now in verse 11, David plead with God.Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me.
第十一节，大卫向神祈求说：“不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵。”
You know, if God takes His Holy Spirit from us, then we have nothing left.
如果神从我们收回他的圣灵，那我们就无所剩下了。
I mean, nothing good left because anything that is good in us.Is from the Holy Spirit.
我们就没有好东西剩下来，因为我们的好处不在神以外。
You know, without the help of the Holy Spirit, we'll be like Samson without the long hair, powerless.
如果我们没有神的圣灵在我们心中，我们就好像参孙一样，他的头发被剪掉，没有任何的能力。
And we will not be able to overcome the darkness.
我们没有办法来胜过黑暗。
And I think in this moment, David realized the seriousness of his sin.And that he has grieved the Holy Spirit so much that he's afraid that the Holy Spirit will actually depart from him.
在这里大卫认识到他罪的严重性，他生怕那圣灵会因此离开他。
But God was gracious; He never took away the Holy Spirit from David.
但神是蛮有怜悯的，因为他从来没有从大卫收回他的圣灵。
See, when you are sad, wouldn't you become quiet?
当你忧伤的时候，你不是变得很安静吗？
It is the same with the Holy Spirit.
对圣灵来说也是如此。
When we sin and grieve the Holy Spirit can become quiet also.
当我们犯罪是圣灵担心忧伤的时候，那圣灵在我们的心里也变得非常的安静。
And sometimes the Holy Spirit becomes so quiet that we might feel that He has actually left us.
那圣灵很多时候在我们心中是如此的安静，以至于我们都没有办法来认知到他的存在，因为他已经离开了。
But no, the Holy Spirit will never leave us because we are His children and He loves us too much to leave us.
但圣灵从来不会离开我们，因为我们是神的儿女神让着圣灵不会离开我们。
And in verse 12, David said,Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I'll teach transgressors your way, and sinners will turn back to you.
十二节里面说，求你使我仁得救恩之乐，赐我乐意的灵救扶持我，我就把你的道指教有过犯的人，罪人必归顺你。
You know, when we first have our salvation, we're so happy.
当我们刚刚得救的时候，我们是如此的快乐。
But then, you know, sometimes we get into a season of sin, and then we lose that joy.
但当我们后来有犯了一些罪的时候，我们就失去了那刚信主的喜乐。
You know, like about 100 years ago, the Chinese girls were required that their feet to be bound. You know that, right?
也许就在100年之前，中国的女性仍需要缠脚。
So my grandmother-in-law, her feet was bound.
我的岳祖母是她是缠小脚的。
So when she walks, she can only walk in small steps.
所以她只能够用很小的步伐来走。
And you cannot jump when your feet is bound like that.
你是缠小脚的女人，你没办法跳起来。
See, the devil bind our heart with sin.
魔鬼也同样的用这样子来缠过我们的心。
But when we repent, the binding would come off and our heart could leap.
当我们是在认罪的时候，这些缠果都脱去了，我们的心就可以重新跳跃。
We need to regain and restore that joy of salvation.So that we can witness to other people effectively.
我们需要仁得重得那救恩之乐，让我们能够对那有过犯的人来见证神的恩典。
I believe the secret to successful witnessing is to restore your own joy of salvation.
我相信那成功的见证就是我们在神面前能够重新有那救恩之乐。
Do you remember in Mark chapter 5 when Jesus cast out the demon from this man?
当你曾记得在马可福音第五章，耶稣将鬼从那被鬼附的人中间赶出去。
He was so happy that he just went around all over to tell everybody the great things that Jesus had done for him.
这曾经被鬼附的人，他是如此的高兴，他就向他四周围各方的人做见证。
And then verse 15.
第15节
David said, Open my lips, Lord, and my mouth will declare your praise.
主啊，求你使我嘴唇张开，我的口便传扬赞美你的话。
You know, David was so overburdened with sin that he became subdued and his mouth became quiet.
大卫是如此的被罪所压制，于是他就变得嘴巴也没办法说话，变得很安静。
But praise is actually a powerful weapon against darkness.
但祷告却是对黑暗权是一个最好的武器。
It is when we don't feel like praising God, that is when we need to praise God the most.
当我们觉得不能够向神赞美的时候，其实就是我们最需要向神赞美的时候。
Because praising God can bring the presence of God back into our lives.
因为当我们赞美神的时候，能够实在让我们能够重新回到神的面前。
So if we are burdened and don't feel like praising, then we need to be like David and ask God to open our lips.So that we can praise again.
当我们觉得很沉重，罪孽很重的时候，我们应该学大卫说，来求使我们的嘴唇张开，让我们能够重新传扬赞美神的话。
Don't let the devil stop you from praising.
不要让鬼魔让我们不能够来赞美。
He is very afraid of your praise.
因为鬼魔很怕我们来向神赞美。
You know, I sometimes lead the children worship in the house of joy.
有些时候我在隔壁来带领小孩唱诗歌。
I can see the children really enjoy praising God, and I can sense there's a power in the praise.
小孩们很喜欢唱这些赞美的诗歌，我也能够感受到那赞美的力量。
And then David said, "My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You, God, will not despise."
第十七节。神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
Now the word broken means make flexible.
这边这个忧伤这个字是好像我们能够把一个东西变得更有弹性。
See, when I was a teenager, I used to play baseball.
在我十几岁的时候，我那时候打棒球。
So every time when I buy a new baseball glove, which is made from leather, we have to break it in.
我买一个皮手套的时候，我就要先把用用了软以后才能够用。
Because the new glove is very stiff, you can't catch the ball with it.
因为一个新的皮手套它非常的僵硬，所以你无法用它来接球。
You have to break it in by oiling it and then fold it so that you can use it to catch the ball.
你必须涂油，然后把它反复的使用，你才能够能够让它柔软，能够来接球。
So a broken spirit is a spirit that can be molded by God, used by God.
所以这里所说忧伤的灵是一个神所能够使用，是能够磨造的灵。
The word contrite means deeply sorry and remorseful for our wrongdoings.
这里所说痛悔这个字是说我们有很深的一个悔悟，在神面前悔改。
In Isaiah chapter 57, this is what God said.God said that I live in a high and holy place, but also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit, and to revive the heart of the contrite.
在以赛亚书57章第15节这么说，我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居，要使谦卑的人灵苏醒，也使痛悔的人心苏醒。
So even though God is in heaven, but he is very close.To those who have contrite heart.
神其实住在至高至圣的所在，但他也与我们这些心灵痛悔的人同居。
You know, contrite means that we do not blame our sins on our bad childhood.
痛悔的心在这边是说，我们不是说，哎呀，我们有一个不好的童年。
Or blame our parents, or blame our wives or children.
是我的爸妈，是我的太太，是我的小孩，所以造成我这个样子。
We must accept full responsibility for what we have done.
对我们所自己做的事情，我们要承受所有的责任。
It's like that tax collector Jesus was talking about, who's pounding his chest and asking God for mercy.
好像那个耶稣所传道那个税吏，他捶胸说向天捶胸向天说，我是个罪人。
Remember the Pharisee who said that I'm not like that tax collector.
你记得那个法利赛人在旁边曾经跟耶稣说，我其实不像那个税吏。
Well, the Pharisee doesn't have a contrite heart.
那个法利赛人在旁边这样说，就没有那痛悔的心。
He's comparing himself and saying that he's better than the tax collector.
他只是在做些比较，认为说我比那税吏已经算好了。
But the truth is, we are all sinners and we all need the grace of God.
但实际上我们都是罪人，我们都亏缺了神的荣耀。
A contrite heart does not compare.
一个痛悔的心并不会来做比较，
and acknowledge that we're no better than the rest.
也会来承认说我们其实没有比任何人更好。
We do not plead our cause with our good deeds.
我们也不是用我们的好行为来向神恳求。
The only thing we plead is the blood of Jesus.
我们那时候唯一恳求的就是耶稣基督的宝血。
But are we to trample on Jesus' blood and continue sinning?
但我们能够践踏那耶稣的血，然后来继续犯罪吗？
Or should we cherish Jesus' blood by drinking it and let it penetrate our heart?
而是我们应该如此宝贵耶稣的宝血，当我们喝主的杯的时候，让它能够来清洁我们的心。
A contrite heart is absolutely necessary for overcoming the power of sin.
一个痛悔的心是让我们能够战胜罪恶的一个重要武器。
So that we can head to a new direction.
所以我们能够走向一个正确的方向。
Although we are not perfect,
虽然我们不是完美。
And even though we are not where we hope we should be,
也许我们没有办法到我们真正想去的地方。
But by the grace of God, we are no longer where we used to be.
但靠着神的恩典，我们却离开了那过去的一个光景。
A contrite heart is the beginning of righteousness.
一个痛悔的心是一个公义的开始。
And then David said, "May it please you to prosper Zion, to build up the walls of Jerusalem."
第十八节，求你随你的美意善待锡安，建造耶路撒冷的城墙。
Now Zion is the mountain where the temple was built.
锡安就是那圣殿所造的山上。
And Jerusalem is the territory that is ruled by David.
耶路撒冷是当时大卫所管辖的京城。
And there are always enemies that try to break the wall of Jerusalem and enter into the city all the time.
仇敌想要来攻陷耶路撒冷的城墙，然后来在其中。
So David's prayer is that.God will help build up the city's defense.
所以大卫祷告是说，求神来建造耶路撒冷的城墙。
And as you know from history, whenever the king commit great sins, God will allow the enemy to break through the wall of Jerusalem and capture the people.
在旧约的历史里面，我们看见当人当国王王犯了很大的罪的时候，神让仇敌就攻陷耶路撒冷来占领那个地方。
But you know, our Jerusalem is our family.
但我们的耶路撒冷就是我们的家庭。
And the devil is trying very hard to break through the wall and attack our family.
仇敌想要攻陷这个墙，然后来攻陷我们的家庭。
Do you know that the devil spend the most time attacking two institutions?
魔鬼其实花最大的力气来攻击两样事情。
Number one is family.
第一个就是我们的家庭。
Number two is church.
第二个是教会。
And the reason is because family and church are the only two institutions that are created by God.
因为家庭与教会是神所唯一设立的两个组织。
That's why there are so many divorce and turmoil in families today.
这也是在这现今的时代有这么许多在家庭的混乱与离婚的事情。
Did you know that many parents who divorce, right? You would think that we all know divorce hurts the children.
我们看到许多父母离婚，其实小孩子受最多的苦。
Then and we would think that you know since the children have witnessed the pain their parents gone through, you would think that they would make a determination that when I grow up, when I get married, I will do my best and not divorce.
也许你想说小孩自己经历过像父母离婚的痛苦，他会下定一个决心说，当我自己结婚的时候，我绝对不要离婚。
Wouldn't you think that way?
你不会这样讲吗？
But statistically speaking, children grew up in divorced families tend to have higher divorce themselves.
但是统计的数字告诉我们说，一个小孩从离婚家庭里面出来的，他以后离婚的几率更大。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because divorce is caused by sin.
因为离婚是罪所造成的。
Maybe one, maybe both.
也许是一个人，也许是双方。
And when sin enters into a family.
当被进入一个家庭的时候
the wall of the family is broken.
那个家庭的城墙被攻陷了
and the devil can come in easily.
所以魔鬼可以直接进来
and you know, sin can pass on within the same family to the next generation.
你知道吗罪可以从这样的家庭里面到我们的下一代
for example, you know, my sister-in-law divorced with her husband.
好像我的sister-in-law 是妹夫不是妹夫 sorry 是什么我的小姨她离婚了
Evan's a good father you know I just saw Jeffrey waving at him and
kind of Jeffrey 在跟我挥手 sorry
yeah so and one of the reason why they divorced was that her husband used to gamble
我小姨她离婚的原因呢因为她与她弟，她的丈夫曾经赌博。
And again, you would think that well, since the children have seen with their own eyes the suffering and the pain caused by gambling, you would think that they would stay away from it, wouldn't you?
所以，等他们小孩曾经看到这样受了这样许多的痛苦，他们以后也再也不会赌博了吧
？But no, they enjoy going to Atlantic City.
但你错了，因为他的小孩们反而更喜欢去大西洋城。
Because sin can easily pass on within the same family to the next generation.
因为罪是在更容易的从家庭里面传到下一代。
That's why we need to deal with the sin now.
所以我们要现今的时刻就应该来对付罪。
Starting with us.
从我们自己开始。
In this generation.
从这个时代。
For the sake of our children.
为了我们的小孩。
And we can only do it with the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们只能够靠圣灵的帮助来做成这样的事情。
And then this is the last verse.
这是最后一节。
Then you will delight in the sacrifice of the righteous, in burnt offering, offer whole. Then both will be offered on your altar.
那时你必喜爱公义的祭和燔祭，并全身的燔祭。那时人必将公牛献在你的坛上。
Now in Isaiah chapter 1, God said this. You know,I have many sacrifices. What are these sacrifices to me? I have more than enough burnt offerings.
在以赛亚书第一章第十一节 说你们所献的许多祭物与我何异呢？公绵羊的燔祭我已经够了。
Now in the old days they give sacrifice to God by burning animals.
在旧约的时代人向神献祭的时候是用牲畜。
But today we no longer burn animals.
但现今我们献祭再不需要牲畜了。
We burn our service for God.
我们乃是将我们的服事当作燔祭献在神的面前。
So our service to God would be our sacrifice and offering.
我们对神的服事就是我们对神所献上的燔祭。
But one thing that God is very interested is that when they burn those animals for sacrifice, He always wants a clean animal.
在旧约的时候人所献上的燔祭神所要的是一个洁净的祭物。
So in the same way, when he looks for people serving him, he's looking for a person with a clean heart.
所以当他要在我们中间服侍的人，他所神所寻找的是那个清洁的心。
So when God is pleased with our heart, then he would then our sacrifice would be pleasing to him.
当神悦纳我们的心的时候，我们的服侍才能够蒙神的悦纳。
It is the service of a person with a clean heart that pleases God the most.
是那有清洁的心的人的服侍是最蒙神悦纳的。
And a clean heart starts with a contrite heart.
一个清洁的心是从一个痛悔的心来的。
Okay, let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Yeah, dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
have mercy on us.
你用慈悲你把你的慈悲给我们。
Because we have unclean thoughts in our heart.
因为我们常常有不洁净的意念在我们的心里。
Oh, wash us clean.
洁净我们。
With the blood of your Son Jesus Christ.
用你儿子耶稣基督的血。
And help us to change by the power of your Holy Spirit.
帮助我们靠着你的圣灵，让我们能够改变。
So that our sacrifice will be pleasing in your sight.
所以我们所向你献上的祭物能够蒙你悦纳。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
我们谢谢圣洁的弟兄给我们今天的信息。
Let's thank Brother Chen for his message.
我们接下来唱诗歌来回应今天的信息。
Let's use a hymn to respond to the message.
更新我心意。
Change my heart, O God. We hope every brother and sisters that we have services that God can delight in.
接下来是欢迎跟报告的时间。
Now it's welcome and announcement.
首先我们欢迎第一次到我们教会的新的朋友跟弟兄姐妹。
We would like to welcome the first time comers.
不晓得我们当中有没有第一次来的朋友们，请你自我介绍，站起来让我们认识你。
Is anyone among us, you are the first time here, please stand up and introduce yourself so that we can know you.